When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, boys, hello, girls, hello, NBs, and welcome back to the judgiest place this side of the Mississippi. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judges.
Back and hatter than ever.
Oh, I don't have a hat.
We're back in wide brim fedora era, baby. We've turned a new leaf.
It took you so long to finally realize your episode one goal of getting a wide-brimmed fedora.
Well, hey, it's not all the time that Target has one on clearance for $6.
You can't pass up a wide brim for $6.
That's how I felt. I was like, I have to do it for the just for the bit.
Did you put it on the business card?
You cannot. We already looked into it. You can't write off clothes.
Even if it's for real, that surprises
unless
me.
It cannot be worn.
It has to be like a costume.
Interesting.
Yeah, unless it cannot be worn for everyday wear.
Well, you can't wear that every day. It looks ridiculous.
What?
No, he looks fabulous.
Leave down in the comments or in a review if you think I look ridiculous or fabulous. Because I'm going to take it off because I can't wear my headphones. And I don't want to hold my headphones the entire episode because then I can't touch the soundboard to let us know that, hey...
Oh, no. Can't touch the soundboard.
We got a mail to open. I turned that down so much. It should have been a little bit louder than that.
That's a fun sound. Is that new?
No, it's one of the ones that comes stock with the soundboard.
It kind of rocked, though, didn't it?
This package, if you want to send one like Meg did to us, that is P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350. So thank you, Meg Piss Baby. Crazy that you have the same last name as what we call our fans.
That is pretty wild. Do you think maybe they legally changed their name?
Because
they're such? Yeah.
Dearest judges.
A Family Guy fan.
Longtime fan, first time writer. I'm an artist, originally from Arkansas, but currently residing in LA.
Sunny, sunny Los Angeles.
As I'm sure you've noticed by most of the gifts, I'm a wood burning artist.
Wait, are you the TikTok account?
We haven't open it first and then I'll continue.
It's a Nintendo 64.
Ooh, look at the carrots.
First off, we got carrots.
Mini
wood.
Carrots.
Very cool. Very cool craftsmanship on
I'm
the carrots.
I'm going to freaking chuck those at you in rapid succession.
No, thank you.
That is so fucking cool.
This
Whoa.
Rocks real fucking hard.
That's way cool.
That rocks real fucking
dibs.
Hard.
Oh, sorry, guys. I called dibs. That means we...
Too bad.
That means we get it. Aurora would fucking okay. cream her jeans if you allowed her to put that in your craft
room. We also just have awesome.
Awesome. Very cool.
These rock.
And I know you said you're a wood burner, but I can tell that's Sharpie on wood.
Let me see those.
Meg, I'm on to you. I'm just kidding, of course.
Oh, we got a starborn, a star child, star seed. Dips. You're pure magic, born of the stars, child of the moon, made up of pure love, good intentions, and with a fire in your belly. Go outside and dance under the light of your ancestors. Also rocks. We got a lot of
That's
cool,
very cool
shit in here.
Are those supposed to be coasters or wall things?
Oh, those are so cool.
Just like table decks?
I'm going to read it in just
I assume
a second.
It's not coasters. They'll...
So one of them, for audio listeners, is it's all wood burned, slightly larger than a coaster, on pine. And it looks like a pumpkin, but it looks like a cat, a skull with a candle melting on top of it, and then a different skull with a different candle melting on top of it.
Says, I'm a woodburning artist. I actually originally was only going to send the carrots because they are just so throwable. Am I right?
No. You those look right. like they would hurt.
But wanted to include some gifts for everybody else as well. The carrots and the sun, moon, vine piece are for Rick. Sun, moon, vine piece. This is me.
Okay.
Damn, this that thing rocks.
This is for me. This thing's very cool.
Okay.
This is for Rick.
I'm pure magic, pure magic.
The skull
magic,
pieces are for magic. Josh and Christian. The kitty okay. pumpkin is for the creature lover herself, Aurora.
Very Aurora-coded.
It is. She's got creamer jeans for this one.
The moon phases poem is for the littlest judgy. Did you know that his nursery is space-themed? Because that's very cute.
Kind of weird if she did.
That would be very weird. And I also included a charcuterie board.
It fucking smells good because it smells like burnt wood.
The charcuterie board is so cool.
The charcuterie board is totally food safe or could just be used as wall art. I hope you love everything as much as I loved making it. If y'all are interested in seeing more art from me, my Insta is at babysoulflowerart.
From sunny Los Angeles, California.
I love y'all and I'm always so happy to listen and giggle along with the Judgies pod. Sending all the love all the time, Meg.
Give me those carrots.
No. Hand me the carrots.
No, you're not throwing wood things that are going to break my
glasses. Are you serious? They're like so tiny and in. Open one. Open it and let me see it.
No, they will be permanently on display.
Let me huck it.
No.
I'll be the judge. Let me huck it.
No, I'll be the judge.
Let me just freaking huck it.
I don't need you to have more things to disrupt the show, throwing things at me, breaking my glasses. You whipped a 2-pound shit at me last episode.
You deserved it.
He's not over it yet.
I'm not. I've ranted every single moment of my waking life to something around me since.
Meg, those were super cool. Thank you so much. She actually messaged me on Instagram and was like, hey, I sent these like a month ago. Have you gotten them?
She must be an audio listener because they've been in frame right here the entire time.
Yeah.
We just can't open it all at once. We have to space it out.
We have to space it out. Keep you guys on the edge.
Otherwise,
of your
all we would do on this podcast is open mail. But we don't just do that on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Wow. What that entails is us going online and finding silly little stories. And sometimes Erica is the one who done did that.
Your girl, Rick. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
If I tell my friend her boyfriend is planning to propose.
Oh, interesting.
Am I the asshole if I tell my friends
her boyfriend is planning
Am I the asshole if I tell my friend her boyfriend is planning to propose?
Yes.
No.
My 27 female best friend has been dating her boyfriend, 26 male, for over 5 years.
Bit of an age gap. 25 and 26?
The OP is 25. Or the OP is 27.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend
26.
Is 26.
Friend is 25.
Doesn't say.
Just a bit of an age gap.
A while back, he reached out to me to help figure out a ring size and set up so he could make this the most magical day for her. Having known my friend for over 20 plus years, I know exactly how she wants her proposal to go and who she wants to be there. So I relayed all this information to him months ago via text and over the phone. I even took the time to covertly find and confirm which ring she would love the most.
Okay.
A little background. My friend is incredibly family and friend oriented. And in the past, has expressed to me on multiple occasions, especially during holiday season, that in the 5 years they've been together, he hasn't really made much of an effort to indoctrinate himself into her family or friendships the way that she has for his. While I do generally like him,
That's not a resounding stamp of approval.
I guess he's fine, I guess.
I generally think he's tolerable.
I have always felt that he's incredibly self-serving and self-focused.
Okay.
Recently, through a mutual friend, I found out he started a group text between his, emphasis on his, friends and his family to set up the time and date of the proposal. He has not included myself, and according to the screenshots I've seen, he is doing everything verbatim I suggested that he do, but he has completely excluded her family and other close friends from the event. He's planning on only having his boys, like his friends, and family present for the occasion, and knowing my friend, this would ultimately break her heart, not being able to share this moment with her loved ones.
That's strange.
Yeah. That is weird.
I got heated and called him. At first, he was dodging my questions, then just outright said, "This is my proposal, and I've spent enough time and money to choose how I do it. Just be happy for your friend. It's not like you're coming to the wedding."
Whoa.
This infuriated me. And to make matters worse, I ran into her mom and dad at the grocery store and subtly asked if they knew any possibility she was getting engaged. They were unaware. And I know for a fact my friend has told him that he needs to ask for her parents' blessing. She's somewhat traditional. My friend wears her heart on her sleeve, and I can predict how this event will go down when she sees all of his close friends and family and none of hers. Considering her previous sentiments about his lack of interest in her family slash life, she will 100% see this as being hurtful and selfish, and I know she'll cry. To make matters worse, the location of the proposal is a whopping 30 minutes from her parents' house.
Wait.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm.
That was sarcasm.
Like, okay.
Like it's close.
Close.
Got it.
So it's insane that, even more insane that they aren't getting invited.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to get involved in a fight or reveal the surprise, but on the other hand, I feel I owe it to my lifelong friend to help her avoid being hurt and disappointed. Maybe even helping her rethink what her future would look like with someone who just doesn't really appreciate the values she has in life.
Interesting.
Okay. Can you go through this mutual person that showed you all these screenshots and be like, how about you tell them to invite her family?
Yeah, that's my question, is how did they secure these screenshots? Because you clearly have an in to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Edit. I did not tell her parents. I covertly inquired if he had spoken to them yet about proposing, since it's been like 5 years.
It's easy enough. Well, it's an easy enough thing to be like, so is John going to pop the question anytime soon?
Edit number two. The proposal is scheduled for this weekend. I will give you guys an update on how it goes. After so many responses, I've decided not to say anything and to let things play out. I gave him an opportunity by expressing the need to invite her parents and friends, like she's always wanted, and he chose not to. That's on him, not me. This was posted 9 days ago. So,
frick.
I have the update.
Yay! Whoa. Well, let's talk about the first part first.
Got it.
From what we know, should she tell somebody? Would she be an asshole for letting them know?
I think she's an asshole if she tells,
the fiance.
But to inform the other people, like, I hear that he's going to propose. Has he said anything to you guys about this? I don't think it's ridiculous to talk to, like, her friends and family about it.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard anything? Am I the only one that's not getting invited to any of this?
I agree. I don't think that she should tell her friend. I think that she should tell her friend's family and her other friends so that they can just like go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just need to be there.
I was expecting the story to be like he just wants it to be a personal proposal thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would be totally different.
Yes.
Yes.
But when it was like all of his friends and family are going to be there, that's so fucking fucked up. Like,
yeah.
I need the boys there. I'm going to cry.
And that's fine. They can be there, but you can't just exclude her family, especially when she's expressed that multiple times.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he says this, but it's like, it should be more of a like what the two people want thing. And so you're both on board with like it being small, whatever. Nobody should be offended they weren't invited. But yeah, the fact that he's opened up to half of the family and to the other half is not extended the branch.
And now I don't want to be the devil's advocate here, but
okay.
What if
you can go read the update?
What if he's planning a flash mob and her family just doesn't have a freaking ounce of rhythm in their bones?
It's a very real possibility.
Then they can be there to
record it.
Yeah.
Have you seen them recording? Fingers in the corner of every shot, shaky hands, always out of focus. With today's technology, I don't even understand.
Yeah.
This wasn't me.
Flash when you don't need it. Flash, no flash when you do.
Yeah.
That type thing.
The worst.
They turned off auto flash for some reason.
Have I ever told you the story of how I ruined an engagement?
You ruined an engagement? No.
Yeah. So my mom's mom, so my grandma, she died right after Toby was born, my sister. So I was 8 and my grandma was seeing some guy, I don't even remember his name, but he was in love with her. And he took me and my mom ring shopping to propose to my grandma. And I was so, so excited. And I spilled the beans as soon as I saw my grandma the next time.
Fucking narc.
That's so funny. I mean, what, you would have been like 10?
8. I was 8.
You said that. Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And
I was doing the math off of Toby's age when she died.
Oh, Toby would have been 2 months old.
Right, but 2 plus 8 is 10, so I was right.
Yeah, sure, in a way.
Sure.
In a way.
Anyway, so he was going to, they were going on to Hawaii on a vacation, and he was going to propose to her in Hawaii. And my mom straight up told him, she's like, this is a bad idea. You're going to ruin your vacation. She's going to tell you no. Like, don't, this is, don't
Whoa,
do this.
Whoa, okay.
And he did it anyway. The first day of their trip, I think it was like a 10-day trip or something.
Yikes.
First day of her trip, she knew, because I told her, because I couldn't keep a secret. I was just so excited, and it was such a pretty ring, and I was like so excited, and I told her, and she knew, and he asked her the very first day of the trip. She said no.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
And then she had a wonderful vacation, did all she wanted to do in Hawaii on this guy's dime, and he was sad and crying the whole time.
Sure.
Woof.
Yeah.
That's why you need to like communicate with your partner on if it, I mean, obviously they're older, so they have like different viewpoints on like engagements and marriages and stuff. But in modern times, you got to communicate and just like talk with your partner and be like,
are we okay? On the same page here?
If I were to propose to you, thoughts?
Let's see. How old would she have been? In her 40s?
Oh, I forgot that you're
old as shit.
I forgot that you're
16.
Erica, I called your family big and fucked up. Is that an incorrect thing to say?
Yeah, she would have been 40.
No, that's a good way.
Accurate. Yeah.
Joe tried to say you could have just left it at big, and I said no, it's fucked up too.
Oh,
no,
yeah. Depends on which side of
Christian big family.
Big family.
Erica big and fucked up family.
Like you look at Erica's family tree and you go, what the fuck is going on?
It does cross more than once.
It's a brambles. It's a.
However. The where that it crosses, they were not related to each other.
They just
I'm just
got
related
married.
To both of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
sure.
get what I'm saying? So it wasn't like an incestuous
times.
Situation,
right.
but yeah. Like
these little small town fuckers all just fucking each other.
My great grandma's brother married my grandpa's sister.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not following, but
yeah. Hey, no.
It's complicated.
Anyway, it's complicated.
Okay, so
ready for the update?
We would decide not. She needs to say something, just not to the fiance.
Yes.
Also, we need to know why she's not invited to the wedding.
Because she's a fucking
Agreed.
Narc.
Gotcha.
To everyone who told me to keep my mouth shut, thank you. On Saturday, the day of the proposal, I got a call from her boyfriend, and he was screaming at me, blaming me for not showing up uninvited. Still didn't invite her. To the proposal with her parents because she was upset they weren't there. I was fucking slack-jawed. I told him I knew this would happen, and he says verbatim, you just admitted you knew this would happen, so if you knew the whole time you actually cared about her, you would have invited them.
Okay.
I was gobsmacked and hung up on him. Not even an hour later, I get a call from her asking me to come to her parents' house. According to her, this is how the situation played out. He popped the cue. Just say question. She said yes.
It's a quaalude.
Okay.
He's abusing prescription drugs.
She said yes, and then the people he invited popped out from hiding. She was bombarded by 4 of his guy friends, his mom, dad, older brother, and his sister-in-law. His parents
Flash
were holding mom. A sign that said, welcome to the family, Mrs. Insert their last name.
Gobsmack.
And this is where things start to go downhill.
Sure, yeah. Naturally.
I did not know this before, and I thought I knew everything, but my friend Ooh. Doesn't want to change her last name.
Wonderful.
And she's told him that repeatedly since they got together.
Nice.
She's an only child from a Ukrainian family, and with everything going on in Ukraine in the last year, she's doubled down. When she saw the sign, she joked, Mrs. Blank? I think you mean Mrs. her last name.
Gobsmack.
Yeah. Everyone went silent until his mom said, well, the ring is already engraved. No changing it now.
Ah, that sucks.
It's going to be really hard to write slack jaw over top of gobsmacked.
She takes the ring off and sees Mrs. Insert his last name engraved on the band. Then she asked if her parents were coming. He gave every excuse. He didn't have their number. There were too many people there. He wanted to keep it private and eventually said, "This was my proposal to you. And now my family is your family. We can just send your parents pictures later."
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
This isn't me blaming her, but like, this is the joy of like people who like want to have a traditional relationship and then they get a guy who also has traditional values and then he's just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe traditionalism is bad.
No, come on, Josh. It can't be.
She took the ring off and left.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not his proposal. It's their engagement.
Yeah.
That's when I'm assuming I got the call from him. She went straight to her parents. She asked them about the engagement. They were clueless. She then asked if I knew anything. I asked if she was in the right place. She said she was. So I told her I would answer any questions she had rather than dumping everything on her. She was upset, but she thanked me. She was furious when I told her about the call from him earlier and said, "Does he really think I'm that shallow?" She said it wasn't about having a perfect proposal or her parents there. It was about him making the whole thing about himself and always, as always, and she was done feeling ignored and belittled. This was her breaking point.
Yeah.
She's staying with her parents currently and has been receiving text messages from him. The worst one so far is him telling her she has to pay him back for the ring and for ruining his life.
Yikes.
Well, how much does that cost?
Right now, all I can do is be there to support her for whatever decision she makes. I will fully support because, as you've all helped me realize, this isn't about me. It's about her. Not my monkey, not my circus. She gave him the ring back when she took it off. I didn't include that because I was already at the character limit.
Yeah.
The drama.
And very rarely, I feel like people use it wrong. This is the definition of like dodging a bullet.
Yeah.
Like, boy, what an eye opener. To like, over the last 5 years, she has communicated, here are my specific wants and needs for us as a couple moving forward. And he's like, no, this is me. This is me time.
And well, that's the thing. Like, an engagement isn't always about the person that you're proposing to. You know, it is your proposal as well. And I understand that from his perspective to an extent. But the fact that you made it all about yourself and ignored all of the things that your partner has told you that they wanted.
Yeah.
Especially when he's getting a third party to come in and be like, hey, here's exactly what she wanted. Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
And just to ignore it.
I also have to assume if, you know, the friend said like she's really into her family, like he has to already know this, that she's very like family oriented, and to still be like, why would I invite them?
How did nobody in his group
also be like,
how did his parents not go, oh, are Rebecca's parents going to be there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's wild.
They must be just a big fucked up family.
Isn't it wild how often we get stories of where it's just like, how were there not just a million red flags along the entire way?
Yeah.
How do we get to 5 years and a proposal before you're like, hey, this isn't working. Every step of this has been bad.
Yeah.
I feel like it has had to be, right? I mean, maybe we only have a little bit of the picture. Maybe everything else was good.
Maybe. I doubt
it. We only get this single red flag. I'm sure there wasn't a million trillion other red flags throughout the entire process.
That's right.
I don't know. Personally, I am glad that our proposal or like our engagement was so private, like just between the two of us. Like parts of me are like, oh yeah, it'd be cool to like have
a flash mob.
No.
I really tried. It's really hard to get the flash mob in Buffalo, New York.
I couldn't find enough people to travel to Buffalo to like get all choreographed, so it didn't make sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
The logistics are just insane.
We all would have worn
specifically to Buffalo.
Yeah, and the Sonic costumes wouldn't fit inside of our suitcases.
Uh-huh. Anyway, like part of me is like, oh, it would have been nice to have like my mom or like my best friend there or something. But at the same time, like I'm glad it was just the two of us. That's true. You were there.
Yeah. Are you her mom or her best friend?
Her best friend.
Yeah.
If you need the deets in the future for Aurora, I've got them.
Wow.
So do I.
Okay.
Flash mob.
That's her family's definitely not involved. Right up Aurora's alley.
her family can't be there.
Right. And everybody has to dress up as their favorite woodland critter.
Yes.
I bet she would love that.
Well, they're all, everyone's going to be squirrels.
You said name their favorite.
Other, name one other woodland favorite. Critter.
Name another woodland critter that's your favorite.
That's my favorite?
Yeah.
A chipmunk.
It's that's a squirrel. A squirrel.
No, it's not.
Legally, gonna be, it's
technically,
a squirrel.
Technically, it's a ground squirrel.
Legally,
I'm
it's
just
a squirrel.
Saying, once you get also, in that costume, you're going to go, oh, it's just two squirrels. It could
I
be
lied.
A squirrel and a chipmunk.
I don't like chipmunks because, remember, they came into our house. But it's the first woodland animal I thought of that wasn't a woodpecker because I was going to say a woodpecker, but then you're like, your favorite. And I was like, oh, I can't say woodpecker.
Yeah. That's so, two names for a penis.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that one cartoon from, you know,
Woody the Woodpecker.
Yeah. Somebody, I was going to say, somebody else do the laugh.
That's three names for a penis.
Woody.
The.
That's what I call my dong.
The.
Yeah.
Never. Never once.
In my head.
Do you want a break or do you want another story?
Another story.
Let's get another freaking story.
You got it, kids.
I'm liking that one.
I'm glad you found something you enjoy.
I also have the Scooby-Doo back on the board, and I'm struggling not to push it.
Why would you
this
spoil?
Is from, oh, did I say the subreddit from the last one?
Fuck. No.
Am I the asshole?
Was it?
Well, you started out by saying, am I the asshole?
Oh, then yes. This one is from Best of Redditor Updates.
Yes.
That they're the asshole? Yeah, because it's an updated one.
You're
a real piece of shit.
The original post was in relationship underscore advice.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
My 30 male girlfriend, 30 female.
Age gap.
Big age gap.
Buried all of my beans in the woods and
yes.
won't tell me where.
Yes.
You never bury a man's beans.
I was just saying this to Christian yesterday. I was like, I found stories that I found on Reddit for the first time in forever, but I didn't screenshot it, and this was one of them, and it's deleted now, but I'm glad somebody fucking put it onto Best of Redditor Updates.
This was posted on April 7th of 2020. With all that is going on, we have stocked up on supplies. So all that going on, April of
COVID.
2020, COVID, lockdown, all that shit.
That's peak. That's when everything got shut down. April. Like, that's when, like, that's when I lost my job for a week.
Yeah.
It was April?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's about the time we decided to start a podcast.
Yeah.
The whole world kind of changed.
Pretty true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had already, like, bought stuff, and you were like, well, I don't have a job.
Yeah. And then I ended up only missing one day, so.
Anyway.
Animal Crossing had come out.
With all that was going on, we have stocked up on supplies, including some canned goods. I ordered a few weeks ago 30 cans of beans. 10 are black beans, 10 are kidney beans, and 10 are pink beans. Also, I ordered 15 cans of chickpeas. Or
beans.
Garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo
if
beans.
You, if yeah. you must.
If you won't.
Lady pisses.
Ah, chickpeas. Got it.
Yeah.
That was fucking stupid. I thought this was a responsible amount of beans and chickpeas to have.
Do they mean reasonable or responsible?
I mean, maybe responsible in the sense of, like, you're not buying too much so other people can't get them.
Okay.
And would last for quite some time. However, last night I opened the cabinet because I wanted to make some vegetarian chili using two cans of beans.
Two?
But all the beans were gone.
You're going to run through your supplies.
Yeah, you are going through your supplies real quick.
I asked my girlfriend and she told me she buried all of the beans in the woods. At first I thought she was joking, but she explained no. She had buried the beans in the woods.
How else are you going to get a bean tree?
Yeah.
Beanstalk?
Yeah.
Well, that's when it's a little tiny one and then
yeah,
it grows
put,
into a bean
sure.
tree. How do you think it got all the way up to the clouds to the Giants domain?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're into the conspiracies, Nephilim? What was the Giants thing?
Yeah, they're Nephilims, right. Yeah.
I asked her to explain and she told me she was afraid that if things got too bad, we might have to worry about looters or whatever. And that the beans would be in danger of being stolen.
That's the first thing I'm looting.
I said, I thought this was completely ridiculous and unlikely. She became angry at me and said she is protecting our beans.
She's being responsible.
Yeah.
According to her logic, the beans are safely buried in the woods behind our apartment complex. And if we ever need some beans, she will go to the stash and dig them up.
I have a map drawn.
A whole apartment complex. Watch this crazy lady dig a hole.
To stash like in 30 cans of beans.
How deep of a hole do you think she dug?
You got to go. I mean, I was going to say you have to go 5 feet, but, you know, they're not open. So you only really got to go like 2-3 feet.
She can go dig up a can or two, but would prefer if we saved all of them for if things got worse.
I also feel like the process of digging up the beans, you're very likely to puncture a can.
Yeah. I said, why only bury the beans? Why not bury our more valuable items?
What about my gold bullions, babe?
She said the canned food was most valuable for long-term means. And that since we get fresh food in our online grocery deliveries, it would make sense to continue to stockpile beans. She intends to go bury more beans in the woods every week.
Oh, her brain broke with COVID.
This was too insane for me, and I got very upset. I demanded to know where the beans were buried, and she refused to tell me. She said if I knew she was afraid, I'd dig them up.
Yeah.
She said if I knew she was afraid I'd dig him up. I said, damn right I would. She said I would never jeopardize the beans. I crossed the line.
Beans are life.
Said that she was out of her mind, and then she stormed away, and we haven't talked since. I think it's completely ridiculous to bury the beans in the woods, and I want to find them and dig them up. But apparently my girlfriend is taking this very seriously. How can I convince her to tell me where the beans are? And do you think I should convince her to get therapy or something? Or should we just break up? I'm so confused. Is this normal for a girlfriend to bury beans or otherwise hide them?
The COVID broke her brain.
Yeah, broke her brain.
Like, she got into some conspiracy hole and broke her fucking brain.
Step one, I don't know, walk 100 feet behind your apartment and look for the freshly dug dirt.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like... if you live in an apartment complex, chances that you own a shovel are pretty low.
Yeah.
So like which means it's not going to be deep. Which means maybe
she could have used like a big serving spoon or something.
Yeah, still not very deep. Just go get a metal detector. You know what I mean? Break up with her. Get her out of your house, and then go get a metal detector and reclaim your beans.
The following day, I tried to put my foot down, and I'm not usually a foot downer. Is that what we call that? A foot down putter? I'm not normally one to put my foot down. But there are rare issues where compromise is out of the question, and I foolishly decided that this was one of those issues.
No, this was not a foolish thing.
Yeah.
I demanded to know where the beans were buried, and I told her if she was going to bury beans I paid for in the woods, that I would move out.
Okay.
We fought about it, and I kept insisting. In hindsight, I should have just let it go and created my own hidden stash of beans in the apartment.
No.
And no. Given her time to maybe cool down about this bean burying scenario. But I blew it all out of proportion.
I'm storing beans in the roof tile, in the ceiling tiles.
If you decide you still want to be with this person after this entire bean debacle, the compromise is to buy a safe for inside your apartment to put the beans in. That way it's safe. Looters can't get to it.
It takes one YouTube video to learn how to break into a safe, Josh. Correct. Are you fucking crazy?
Especially those tiny ones that you can just carry out.
You think if there's a system where looters have come into place, that people are going to have ready access to YouTube?
Yeah, I have it downloaded in my phone at all times.
Just in case.
Every model. Every make.
Hmm.
What if I have to loot beans, Josh? I'm just being prepared, okay?
You're being prepared.
Boo.
I love that one. Oh. I mean, boo.
Sorry, bud. Mrs. says I can't laugh at that.
Yeah, it's weird to bury beans in the woods, but why did I have to press it? What's the harm at the end of the day?
Oh, this guy, oh my God.
In the grand scheme of things, but I keep demanding her to take me to the beans, or at least draw a map or something.
Ooh.
And finally, she broke up with me.
Okay.
Over the beans.
She broke up with him.
I have lost the love of my life because I couldn't let the damn beans go.
Blessing in disguise.
I'm in disbelief. She moved out. Now, not only am I heartbroken, but I'm paying full rent instead of 50%, which is a huge financial issue for me.
So who's on the lease? Because he threatened to leave the apartment, and then she's like, no, I'm leaving.
Well, it's fine if he leaves her on stuck with the foot in the bill. It sucks when it happens to him.
Just ask your landlord if he pays, accepts rent in beans.
Well, that's the thing. She never told him. Hmm. So he still doesn't know where the beans are.
He left this out, but she did say, if you answer these riddles, three, I'll lead you to the beans. And then he didn't even get one, so she kind of broke up with him.
So this was sent to us.
She was like, it is clearly water. It was watered time in old age.
Okay, this was sent to me by Mucho Mango X on Instagram. And they said,
sexy.
This story is meant for Christian to read. Oh. But you are more responsible, so I'm sending it to you.
That was smart. I would have never looked at it, and I would have never read it.
Why is this a Christian story? That's what I would wonder. Yeah,
it's ridiculous, and it's about beans.
Who read the whole one? Who read the one about the guy digging the hole?
I don't remember.
It feels like a you.
I didn't read it.
Oh, then it must have been a me.
Oh, yeah. But I was Soup Tube.
Okay.
Also.
So now we all have a silly one. I got Soup Tube, you got Hole Guy, and you got Beans Girl.
The last story that I read about the proposal was sent to me by Nick.
Thanks, Nick. And Mucho Mango.
X.
All right, buddy, go listen to Mega Mango. They're my new favorite band right now. They're really good.
They're so fucking good.
Free plug. They just released an EP on the 22nd.
Is that the last of the updates?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the last of it.
That's so crazy. I mean, that relationship was destined to be ended.
Yeah.
I hope that she didn't have like a complete like psychotic break because of the shutdowns and everything.
Yeah.
But holy fuck. I you gotta break up. That's a big red flag.
Yeah.
If you're just in the dating stage and somebody just starts freaking out over bean storage, I don't know. That can't be resolved.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're living together. They're in that stage. So
That's true.
Then if I started to freak out about beans right now, what if I had turned into a doomsday prepper right now?
I would be worried. Now, I'd be talking about it to Josh.
Doomsday prepper is different than burying beans.
Okay, wait. You said you'd be talking to Josh about it. That's your reaction? You're just going to talk to Josh about it?
I mean, I'd let it play out for, I don't know, a few years.
You give it a little bit.
A few years?
You give it
just write it out a little bit.
You give it a little bit of time to see if this is just one of those hobbies that you pick up for a couple months and then you drop. And then after that, you're like, oh, a lot of Windex bottles in the basement. I don't know if we need that many.
I don't even know why you would need Windex in, you know, the end of time.
Everything's kinda made out of glass because of the nukes.
You're right. Hey, that was really... We talked about nukes. It just seemed like it was fitting for a hard rock riff.
You're not wrong.
I'm pretty sure I read this as an IMDb fact, but I'm pretty sure the movie that came out during COVID on Netflix, the super hit Marriage Story?
Yeah.
With Kylo Ren and...
Scarlett Johansson.
Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was based off of this story, wasn't it? That big blowout fight's about beans, right?
It wasn't beans, it was soup, I think.
I didn't watch the movie.
They didn't want to get busted for like stealing the story, so they had to change the script a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm almost positive it's based on this.
The scene where he yells and punches the hole in the wall, it's because he thought she was hiding the beans in the drywall.
Yeah.
Kind of like not Sarajevo, what's the Sicario type beat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like a ad break type beat.
Mm. That's an ad break type beat. Bye.
We watched the movie Sicario together.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Unfortunately, Garbage the Cat couldn't make it here for this ad read for Pretty Litter. But hi, I'm Josh from the Judges. Ever heard of me?
No.
I just want to talk about how much I love Pretty Litter. I literally will not use any other litter now. It's so great. It's lightweight. It doesn't smell. It stays inside the litter box. And I think I said this on the last one. And Arcat actually had the color-changing crystal technology go off. We had different colored litter after she used the litter box, and we were able to catch that she had an infection, and we got help for her before it got too bad.
That's so great to hear. We're so, so glad that Luna's doing better.
You just doxed my cat.
Oh my God.
What
I'm
the
so sorry.
Frick?
Garbage is going to be so pissed when he hears this.
And guess what, Josh?
What?
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's odor control. It's ultra absorbent and instantly traps the odors. It's lightweight, it's dust free, and works for up to a month without clumping at all, maybe? Legally, I can't say at all. That means no more wasting litter. Plus, Pretty Litter ships free to my door in small, lightweight bags.
And can I say this, too?
Yeah.
Pretty Litter also ships with toys for the cats.
Which rocks.
In the box. You get free toys.
Our cats love it. The little, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's a little feather thing on the end of, like,
a
wire.
Yeah.
And Redacted fucking loves it. I'm not doxing my cat on this one like you little freaks.
You don't want people coming into your home and being hit with a nose full of cat stink. Get Pretty Litter today. Go to prettylitter.com/judgies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/judgies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/JUDGIES.
Thanks, Pretty Litter.
And now we are back. It's because in Sicario, I think they hide drugs in the wall.
Just, oh, yeah.
The beans was the allegory.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Just not that part.
And who's the actress in it?
Emily Blunt.
Emily freaking Blunt. But is she related to James?
No, I don't think so.
Is she related to Rolda?
Rolda
Definitely.
Blunt?
On this side of the podcast, for all you new listeners, we like to do a little thing called
Circle Jurge,
which is where we jurge around this circle. And Christian has ever prepared a great, great, great circle jurge. And
before he does that, I've got something. First of all, look at my baby's fat little hand.
Holy fuck.
It's a fat
also,
fucking hand.
Baby's first Band-Aid.
Oh, you got a boo-boo?
Yeah. My mom was feeding him applesauce, and she was letting him, like, you know, play with his food or whatever. And she didn't take the foil off, and the foil cut his little finger.
Really? Their skin is that sensitive?
I guess. Yeah, it was bleeding all over the place. I had to put a Band-Aid on it.
Why doesn't your son have fucking calluses on his hands yet?
It's spoken into existence,
but
Josh.
Isn't
that doesn't
just,
that
like,
suck?
The cutest little fat hand.
That's really funny. Yesterday when we were working out, Christian distracted me and made me hit my head on my air duct in my basement. Long
You're
story.
Tall enough to get that?
They hang
That's
really low.
Up.
You've never been in my basement. You've
I
never.
I have.
Very low ceilings.
Three times, I think. Twice, maybe?
But he said, now you have to deal with boo-boos because I have to deal with boo-boos because I have a kid. I thought that was pre-injury. I guess it was.
That
I
was,
thought that was post-injury. I guess it was pre-injury.
That was pre-injury. I manifested it.
Yeah.
It kind of stinks.
It's kind of even. It's your mom's fault and your husband's fault.
Yeah,
that your baby got injured. I guess you can never leave him with anybody else ever again.
This really stinks. That just like on the last episode, I was like, maybe Oprah was right with the secret, and then I make a joke about my son getting a boo boo, and he gets a boo boo. Because now I'm kind of even more on board with Oprah and the secret.
Hmm.
I don't get it.
And now it's a whole thing. Look All up right. the secret.
Okay.
You had to be around in 2004. You know.
Right.
We love taking care of ourselves, and that includes taking care of your mind and your brain and your head, too. And that's why we all love Care Of.
Care Of.
Care Of is a subscription service that ships high-quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. You just take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized, doctor-backed recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you.
Everyone is different, especially when it comes to health needs and goals. And that's why Care Of is here to make it easier than ever to stick to a vitamin routine, personally tailored to your everyday wellness.
Each shipment will come with a completely customized pamphlet showing you exactly
what is in your individual packets, and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals. What I really enjoy is each little packet has like a little, maybe like a fun fact, kind of like a Snapple fact, or maybe it'll say like
daily motivation thing.
And you get, it's like tearing off the new sheet onto the calendar. You know what I mean?
I love how it's packaged in that little tower.
Yes.
So you can just like pull it out and it slides down.
The tower is so nice.
And this is going to sound weird. The way the package opens, it's got a nice stare to it.
Love that. They're also, the individual daily packs are really convenient for travel too. You can just toss a couple in your bag or your purse or whatever and you're set for your trip.
I'm going on a trip.
Don't forget to take your care of with you, Joshua.
And don't you, Christian, and all of our listeners, don't forget to go to takecareof.com and enter code JUDGIES50 to get 50% off of your first care of order.
50%?
50%.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Joshua.
That's right. For 50% off your first care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code JUDGIES50.
Thanks, care of. This one actually isn't a Christian original. This one was a very good question sent to us by, hopefully they're fine with us saying your name.
Microwave.
This was sent by Carly.
I also have a Circle Jerd suggestion from a listener.
Was it Carly? Carly writes, "Hello, judges. Love the pod.
Thank you.
I have a question that I have asked all my friends and family and haven't been able to get a clear consensus on yet."
Mine was from Nicole.
"What are your qualifications on what classifies a toot versus a fart?"
A toot versus a fart. My listener suggestion was also poop related.
No, mine was hot dog related. I had, there's one in our, cake. Somebody emailed us. No.
Oh, okay.
Let's do all of them. That seems fine.
So
let's start with toot versus fart.
This is their whole thing that started it. First, they heard that the pitch is the determiner on if it's a toot versus a fart.
Okay.
But what if it's a silent fart that throws that whole thing out the window?
Well, if it's silent, then there is no pitch.
Exactly.
But so could you have a silent toot?
It would be a silent fart.
Interesting.
So that's just the exception to it. Is it the length of the fart?
That's what I was going to say. I don't think it has anything to do with the pitch. I think it has to do with the length.
I think it's
long squeakers, but there's also short, thunderous earthquake farts.
Correct.
Is it the amount of effort put into it? Some toots require a lot of effort if you're sitting in the wrong way.
Nope. A toot is if there's no effort.
Interesting.
Or is it smell?
No, smell is not a factor.
I don't think smell is the factor either.
I think it all depends on how coy you're being about it.
Okay.
Are you being a silly little goofy gaff?
It probably was
like
a toot.
When Christian goes fart, that's a toot every time. Because he's kind of making a joke about it.
Yeah.
But if I'm just like sitting here, beer out, stomach exposed, and I just let out the same volume and smell and pitch fart, that's a fart.
Okay.
Because
I wasn't coy about it.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of get what you're saying. I think it almost relies on reaction. Because if you're left being like, whoa, that's a fart.
Okay, so like, but your own reaction? Like
no, it's got to be people around you. If it's only you farting to yourself, it's always a fart.
Can you toot like to yourself? I like that because it kind of pairs the like coyness into the reaction because you can't toot by yourself.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes,
it's
just a fart. Come on.
A toot needs to be done embarrassingly.
Yeah.
Or like.
I embarrass myself in private all the time.
You can toot.
I can toot in private.
I think it depends on the reaction of your peers. Your peers and family. Because sometimes when you have a good fart and sometimes it leaves people like speechless, that's a fart.
That's a fart.
But if it's a little burp, and it's like everybody's like thinks it's a little funny, we're trying not to make a scene, that's a toot.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's all based on reaction.
All right.
That's why you think my cough toot is a toot, not a fart, because it's a little funny.
Right.
I figured out the code.
Now, if I'm banging on a wall and then I fart, is that a toot or is that a fart?
Fuck.
Because I would say that's a fart.
I would say it's probably a fart. Fuck.
Are you
I don't know. I would have to see.
Yes.
I would have to hear the fart. Okay, so does it part volume two then?
I think if it's a pie graph, I think pitch.
Okay.
I think pitch is like 20%.
A pie graph?
Yeah. I mean, we can work out the equation.
A chart is a graph.
Yeah, but you don't say pie graph. That's stupid.
Math heads, get at her in the comments.
Where's my mathies at?
I think it's like 20% pitch, 0% smell, 20% dedicated power of will.
Yeah.
Well, we will put a little bit of pleasure in there. 5%
okay.
pleasure.
You are right, too. Yeah.
I think that song was actually about
farts.
Toots v. Farts, yeah. I think pitch plays like a one, like 50, like 20% of it. And then I think length is like a bigger chunk. We'll say like 40.
Yeah.
And then we'll say like intent / reaction is 40.
And how does this equal 100? Because I feel like you were throwing out numbers.
You did 40, 40, and 20. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention to you, so.
I did farty, and torty.
Tootie.
Boo.
That sounds like 30.
Fuck, we should have done 110%.
Nicole wants us to discuss whether it is better to fold or crumple your toilet paper when you wipe your booty.
Okay.
She personally thinks that crumpling is better because all the poop goes into the crevices.
No.
Whereas when you fold it, you're just smushing it all around.
What are you doing?
Nicole.
Wipe your ass better.
Wrong. Absolutely fucking wrong.
Listen.
Judging you.
You use your... I feel like people... It's like they're patting the shit off. Like, use your finger. That's what your finger is for.
Huh?
You, like, use your fingers to get into the crack.
With toilet paper.
Yes.
Okay. So I thought you were barehanded it. And I
when
was
you crumple.
You're not just wiping it across. You're putting a little pressure with the
when
finger.
When you crumple, you're creating, like, pockets of, like, more surface area. So there's spots where it's not touching your skin or, mm-hmm. like, your butthole. So you have to fold to get a nice... It's designed to be felled. That's the present participle of fold.
Sure.
Okay, now that you fucking amateurs have gotten your statement out...
Yeah, Christian's
I'm
a dirty little
I am a little fucking switch hitter, okay? Depends on the job I'm working
okay.
with.
Okay.
All right, a little bit of a southpaw.
It depends on the job I'm working with. I always start with a crumple.
You always start with a crumple?
Here's the thing. You crumple... If it's a real slopper, you do a crumple, and the edges pick up a little extra. It's picking up a little extra duty on it.
The surface area is, yeah.
And then you come in with a fold. You say it's meant to be folded. I do agree. The paper, it's got the thing that should be folded. But I don't like folding two sheets. I do a three sheet, and I do a fold in the middle. Because I feel like the seam there, it breaks. And it's like, it gets risky. Sometimes you're like, oh, no, now I got a loose toilet paper with poop on it flowing around down there.
I agree.
So hold, you look at me like I'm crazy. You're not shitting four times a day like me, Erica.
It's true.
I've seen all the instances.
However.
I've run through all of the.
However, the shit that I shat.
Okay.
The one shit that I shat.
Is equal to
all the shits that you shat.
All 28 shits.
In between. So from my shit to my second shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From day one to
maybe
10 days later.
Maybe the shits are equal, but the wiping's not.
Here's the other thing I do have to say. Crumple, you use so much more toilet paper.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Folding, if you do a three segment fold, you can do a wipe, and then if you're a little freak, you can fold it in half. You get a second wipe out of that.
That's what I do.
Crumple, you're not getting the second wipe out of a crumple.
If you crumple, it's one and done.
I'm never double dipping on toilet paper. I'm sorry. Yeah. Call me wasteful.
Listen,
I am never going back for a second wipe.
I'll wipe. Look, is it poopy? All right, I fold it in half. Wipe again.
This is why
I look. Is it still a little poopy? I fold it one more time.
You triple fold.
I triple fold.
If you do that 39 more times, you can make it to the moon.
Here's the thing. That's why you go in with a crumple, and then you come in with the fold. You're getting more area. You're getting those weird spots that maybe the crumple didn't get, and it's not as much poop. So you feel safer doing a fold than doing a second wipe.
I think
also
buy a bidet.
I would agree. Bidet, if you have a bidet, you don't even have to do a crumple now. Now you want to fold because now you want to be hitting more area to get all the excess water off.
We are so
off.
Much closer to getting our bidet installed. We just finished priming the drywall today.
Oh.
That's why I'm not wearing my ring. because I didn't want
to
get
you were trying to fuck the drywall.
Yeah.
Didn't want it to know you were married.
I was hoping the drywall would buy me a couple drinks.
That's a funny joke.
No, you're gross.
I'm a plaster guy. I think your switch hitting is whatever. It's fine. If you're purely a crumpler versus like a folder, folding it's so much easier to tell if there's still a mess down there.
Yeah.
Crumpling, it makes it look worse.
Yes.
There's no way to adequately get a good read.
Oh, so you guys do crumple.
I mean, sometimes...
You've crumpled.
I've crumpled.
If it's dog shit quality toilet paper...
Oh, there's no way.
A crumple feels more structurally sound than a fold.
Agreed. Okay. His parents' house...
I don't even know where they get their toilet paper.
Marsha buys the most see-through toilet paper you've ever been around.
It's
like
the toilet will run some lingerie.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't... The lacy. Cheapest... Like,
it is lacy. I don't know where she gets this shit. I don't know if she's like on the black market buying like overstock school toilet paper or something, but it's the thinnest toilet paper you've ever used.
So you can literally see through it.
Did you even know you could get one ply toilet paper anymore? Because you can at my mom's house.
Olivia Wilde wear it on the red carpet as a little risque dress. This is from Victoria. Really great last name. I can't say it, obviously.
It's Justice,
but it's
GUSTICE.
Editor. Great last name. Victoria
Justice. You can't say it twice.
Fine.
Justice.
Hi, judges. Found you guys on TikTok last year and have since fallen in love. And I ad-libbed the Australian.
Oh, shocker.
You guys are the best and you make my Mondays so much better. I just wanted to get your opinion on something. I'm also from the Midwest, Missouri, and I wanted to make you guys settle something
from
between
down under.
My husband and I. Boiling hot dogs versus microwaving hot dogs.
Okay.
To preface, my husband is a farmer, and during certain seasons, he comes late, and it's after I've already eaten supper. One time when we were dating and living together, I know, scandalous. No, it's not. He went straight to stovetop and started boiling water. I asked him what he was doing. It was 10 p.m. He then proceeded to boil a hot dog. I told him it would have been faster just microwave it, but he disagreed. You can't disagree that.
You can disagree on that one.
Yeah.
He said that boiled hot dogs are much better. He always jokes around that since he is from northern Missouri and I'm from southern Missouri that we grew up
down under.
So, yeah. Thoughts?
I would love to hear your guys' take on it first.
I think it depends on the situation.
Okay.
Are we?
I'm a switch hitter.
Sure.
Switch hotter.
Nice. Are we having hot dogs for dinner? If we're having a whole meal out of it.
Are you asking me for tonight?
No. Should we
hot dogs.
Yeah.
The editor.
Yeah.
If we're having like a whole ass meal of hot dogs together as a family, it's boiled.
Yeah.
If it's 10 p.m. and you haven't had it and you need a snack, it's fucking microwaved.
But what tastes better?
I personally would say that boiled tastes better.
Boiled tastes better.
Yeah.
Like something about a boiled dog on a hot dog bun.
Yeah. Like there is something, I will say there's something magical when you cook a hot dog for like 15 seconds too long and it explodes and it gets a little weird. Yeah. There's something special about it. But
I enjoy when you get like a hot dog from like a vendor and it comes in the foil and the bun is wet and you're like, oh, and then you eat it and you're like, this is the best way
so
to eat
good.
A hot dog.
So
why is the bun wet? But I
was
love
about
it,
to say that's the secret to a boiled hot dog is you put on the bun. Secretly, it steams the bun.
Yeah.
Right? What makes it better? You get a dog shit $1 bag of buns.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's steamed and it feels like good bread.
Now we are Chicagoans, so we do have a unique take on hot dogs.
I would say that I would prefer a grilled hot dog over a boiled.
Obviously. I disagree.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'd fucking
hot take.
I like a boiled dog. Now, give me a grilled brat.
Of course.
I'm not a heathen.
But you have to boil them first.
I just feel like a grilled hot dog, it has the same downfalls as a microwaved hot dog, which is the middle doesn't have the same, like, cookedness as the outside.
Okay.
Whereas the boiled just gets it all the way through.
But the outside on a grilled hot dog is that crispy.
Yeah. It's
give me them carcinogens.
Extra textured.
No.
Yumminess.
It's good. I just like the boiled ones better.
You don't think like when you grill a dog and it like the oil's released and it's got that extra flavor coming out of it?
I don't know, man. I'd rather, like, hot dogs are such a low class, low tier, like, shit snack food.
Sure.
I do think it entirely depends on quantity of hot dogs you're consuming. If you're having a single dog,
if I'm having a
microwave that bitch.
Microwave a dog, throw it in tortilla with barbecue and mustard.
That's fucking insane. Barbecue
and mustard.
The mustard's fine.
Have you ever had barbecue mustard combo?
No.
It's an amazing combo. Try it out.
Barbecue and mustard, huh?
I'm pissed.
It's very good.
All right.
I do think, so like if he's saying he's coming home from a long day of work, he's going to be making four dogs minimum.
Yeah. He's a farmer.
He's a farmer. So you know, if you're making four dogs, you boil.
I think if he's...
You can still fit four on a plate to microwave.
It's gonna you can't microwave more than two dogs.
They're all going to explode. All the ones on the outsides are going to fucking explode.
It's fine. That's
if
fine.
If he's
We've
coming home
it's fine.
At 10 p.m. and he is deciding to boil them, let the man boil the dogs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's what he
also
needs.
Depends on if he's a little freak. Like, how much water is he putting in there? If he's doing a minimal amount of water to boil,
efficiency.
You ready for the listener submission?
I would love that. We need a noise.
Have you ever tried to do the like oven baked dogs with the cheese in them, and you're like, this is gonna be good, and then it's always dog shit?
Sure haven't.
Okay, well, fuck me, I guess.
Joshua, watch your profanities.
That's fun. I was sitting on that hot dog one for a while because it's like, that doesn't make up a whole circle jerks, but all three of them together did feel like.
That was fun. I haven't had that much discourse in my life in a while.
Interesting. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially when you're always growing and changing.
Every single year that you live comes with new challenges, new people you meet, new job opportunities, and sometimes it can all be a little bit too much.
Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through.
BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on the journey of self-discovery from wherever you are.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/judgies today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JUDGIES.
Thanks BetterHelp.
Go ahead with that sound.
This is from
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks for breakfast.
We just got an email sent in from a listener. Send them to judgiespod@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Loved it.
I'm glad to see you got the part replacing Josh. Is that the current guy? On Blue's Clues?
It's still going.
I'm pretty sure it's Josh.
Damn. Yeah.
This listener submission is sent to me from ill.nana.xo.
Okay.
Huge piss baby.
Huge ill Nana fan.
Caught my boyfriend cheating with a dominatrix. On a Twitter video.
Okay.
Hi, judges.
Hello.
I love the pod, and I really appreciate that you're sex worker friendly. Hell yes.
Not just sex worker friendly. We're sex worker positive. Family.
I've been a full service and online sex worker for 6 years now. I met my boyfriend online, both 28 at the time. It started off as him being another random guy DMing me on Instagram. He told me he loved being a sub femdom. I didn't think much of it. And he'd send me money every day for about a month. Fast forward, he was never very sexual.
Femdom, not femdom.
They have sub/fem, F-E-M, dom.
Oh. Well, femdom is like
financial domination. Yeah.
Well, that's what they wrote. So.
Okay.
Well, maybe anyway. It's something we don't know about, Christian.
I'm not actually sex worker family.
Fast forward, he was never very sexual while messaging me, and I was getting over a bad relationship. And he was actually really nice, and I eventually agreed to going to dinner with him. I wasn't very attracted at first, but his personality was fun, and we both loved each other's sense of humor, and my attraction grew. We ended up in a relationship just as COVID hit, and we moved in together.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately,
beans.
Fucker wouldn't let me hide the beans.
It ended up being the worst relationship of my life, and he was very abusive to me.
Whoa!
But that is in the past, and I am far away and very happy now. Okay,
good.
Good.
Very good.
Anyways, in the beginning of talking, he told me he liked to be submissive to beautiful women, and in the past had been in a few paid videos with a dominatrix. I'll be honest, I thought of him as a client, so I forgot these facts once actually starting to date.
Okay.
And our relationship was normal. Not a lot of submissive stuff going on, which is not my thing outside of work at all. So after around 9 months of a bad relationship, I got on my work Twitter one day and see that my friend and fetish content creator had retweeted a local Dom's video, and I kind of remembered my boyfriend saying that he knew her. I clicked her page, scrolled once, and there it was. My boyfriend on the ground of a forest, getting pissed in his mouth by this Dom.
Now it was the forest behind an apartment complex.
I called my best friend, and I was screaming with laughter. I bought the full video. It was them
respect,
walking.
Respect.
Sure. Well, yeah, you gotta. It was them walking through a forest. Then he laid on the ground where she repeatedly stepped and jumped on him, clothed. Then started kicking him in the balls. Then pissed in his mouth. Then for some odd reason, it's cut to her pegging a guy in a gimp mask with a massive strap on, and my ex was filming it for her.
Okay.
Side note, I'm still confused almost 2 years later wondering how these videos came together. Humiliating a guy in a forest is one thing, but ending it fucking some random guy against a tree? Interesting.
Yeah. She could work on her direction.
Yeah. Sure.
Pacing was all off. I didn't really get how we got from the first act to the second act there.
The basic tenets of a hero's journey.
Yeah.
I called him immediately after. He denied it and said it was old. I pointed out that he was wearing a hat I got him as a gift in the video, and he couldn't really lie anymore after that.
Yeah.
The ironic part is he, of course, found a way to blame it on me and went berserk again. And I still ended up staying because I was afraid to leave at the time. Yes, it was quite toxic. Needless to say, any slight ounce of attraction I had to this man was completely gone, and it was a topic brought up quite often. It still makes me laugh, and I rewatch it sometimes. Also, he did have a private fetish-based Twitter that he would never let me see, and he didn't realize that even though he had me blocked, I could still see anything he was tagged in and any responses from other people. I caught multiple other cheating things over the next few months and learned that those videos he said he was in years prior, yeah, he did a lot, and they were not just Dom sub, but really, really disgusting and weird fetish-based stuff. Stuff that I, as a sex worker, would never offer or participate in. Oh, and they were all recent. In fact, he seemed to be a regular in these videos for the past 10 years. But I won't give details on that. However,
oopsies.
The piss story cracks me up to this day. I'll never forget it. I'm so glad I am away from that relationship, girl. Me too.
Me too.
Love the pod. It's my comfort show, and I subscribe to your Patreon as well.
We are too.
Thank you so much. Can I be the first listener submission to plug their OnlyFans, or is that fucked up?
I'm gonna plug it. Yeah,
Tucky Chrissy's been plugged. I don't know what you're talking about.
If yes, my username is ChloeBabyXOX, and all my social media links are pinned on my account. If you don't say it, it's perfectly all right. I said it. I hope you're fine with that. I think you are. Also thinking of sending you some more bizarre work texts and video requests. Although I only offer services, some fetish videos, and doesn't mean I get more bizarre quests. Thank you for making me laugh every week. From Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe.
That was fun.
Yeah, it seems like that guy didn't want to be in a relationship very much.
No.
I feel like that almost, I mean, obviously she said that he was a sub when he comes to like him paying for stuff, but it almost seems like he was like not valuing sex workers as humans.
Oh, she also says, P.S. Don't feel bad for the sad portions of my relationship. It's all funny to me now. Heart.
Love that for you, Chloe.
Thanks, Chloe.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He sort of like took that, like he sees them as like objects more than like the people who are actually doing it. Hence being in a relationship and immediately being abusive.
A piece of shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
just goes to show that dudes getting kicked in the balls is always funny.
That is true.
Mm. Even when you're getting cheated on, it's still funny to see a guy get kicked in the balls.
It is very hilarious.
Do you want another story?
Okay. We got time for one more.
All right.
These are an hour 16. I don't know what the board's at.
Hour 3.
Okay.
Do you want another story?
Yeah.
All right.
Christian's editing it.
Okay.
Why are all my episodes so long?
This is from Relationship.
Relationship.
Relationship underscore advice. My 24 male girlfriend, 23 female.
Age gap.
Is staying at her sister's, 27 female, until I admit I have a problem and get psychiatric help.
Okay. Yes.
I bury beans one time.
This all started earlier last year. My parents were going through a rough divorce and my dad attempted suicide.
Erica!
I forgot about that part.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Didn't complete.
I'm laughing because of the surprise that Erica's face holds. Same thing in the last story where she's like, I was abused a lot. And you're like, ugh.
It's so easy to do where like they just like quickly glaze over something terrible. And it's like, I only remembered the funny part of it.
Yeah.
Which left him not all there mentally, even though he survived. I basically have had to take care of him, and it's brought me a lot of stress as I am a full-time PhD student living off of a stipend and nothing more.
This person is taking care of their partner's dad?
No, they're taking care of their own dad.
Oh, I thought, okay, sorry.
Between that and my girlfriend's income, we live decently in the city we're in, but there's not much room for this kind of responsibility financially. It definitely took a toll on me, and I got really depressed after a while and started struggling with severe insomnia. I guess that this is where this all took the biggest turn. My girlfriend was very supportive at first. This is kind of a bummer of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to pick a new one?
No. I'm already invested.
We can just like erase all of this and...
No, I'm already invested.
Are you sure?
Does it get bad?
I mean, it doesn't get better.
That's fine.
All right.
Well, we always like to end our episodes on downers. That's what I always say.
Sure. It definitely took a toll on me, and I got really depressed after a while and started struggling with severe insomnia. I guess this is where this all took the biggest turn. My girlfriend was very supportive at first, and even when I was dealing with that, she understood. I've done my best to keep her out of it, which is why I initially started sleeping on the couch as to not disturb her with my tossing and turning. Eventually, I just gave up on sleep altogether and started going on night drives. She was aware of this and didn't have any issues with it, but eventually I started to be gone for hours and she was getting worried. Understandably, I guess.
I think that's more than I guess. It's pretty understandable for your partner to be worried about you.
We had a talk about it last month, and I explained what I usually do in hopes of clearing her mind. This is the part of the situation that I admit is difficult to explain. Basically, after I'd been going on these night drives for a while, there was one night where I came across a young woman crying outside a gas station. I felt bad for her and had nowhere to be, so I stopped to see if she was okay. Turns out she was a minor, 16, and had a bad home situation. I offered to give her a ride somewhere because that part of town, or really any part of town at 3 a.m., isn't particularly safe for an underage girl to be walking around, and she hesitantly accepted. Girl, no.
Sounds like how you get robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, Joshua, for a girl, so much worse. So much worse things can happen.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize.
You're saying for the 16-year-old girl?
Correct.
Oh, no, I was thinking for the guy picking her up. Like, that seems like a way to...
This seems like a setup.
Yeah.
I drove her to some house on the other side of town, and that was all there was to that specific interaction. The girl was obviously nervous the whole time, as I guess any teenage girl would be in a strange man's car. but I really just wanted to help. And it felt good seeing her relief when I actually took her where she wanted to go. So, basically after that, I started driving around at night and looking for other girls slash women that were by themselves and might need a ride.
You cannot.
Yeah,
you
that's like a weird...
Say people. Just have it in your brain to be like, I gotta help women.
Yeah, you're like a weird Uber.
It took a while to actually find someone, which I guess is good, but eventually I did, and it just became a night hobby where I would drive around and give these girls rides whenever I could, especially on the poorer side of town.
Yeah.
I hate this.
This is your, like, most sane liberal.
I started to do this regularly. I can admit it's a weird thing, and a lot of people may wonder why I didn't just Uber or something, but that isn't the same.
That's not. I mean, yeah. Those people aren't going to be looking on Uber. Clearly, correct. They need a desperation ride.
I specifically enjoyed helping people I felt actually needed, and I got this unexplainable enjoyment out of seeing them go from anxious to relieved every time they got out of my car.
That's weird, man. I don't like this at all.
I explained that to my girlfriend, and she said it sounded extremely predatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm just driving around looking for women in their most vulnerable state. What's predatory about that?
The intentions can be good, but you have to understand that that's not... Mm-hmm. That's not okay. It's weird, man.
Which I was confused by because I never even touched any of the girls, especially since several of them were underage and I'm not like that. She said it didn't matter if I did or not, and it was just inherently predatory slash weird.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big argument, but eventually we made up, and I agreed to just stop going on night drives altogether.
Perfect.
That was about a month ago.
And they came crawling back to me.
And things were awkward
the entire time. The yearn to feel the steering wheel at 2 a.m.
But we lived together fairly peacefully until earlier this week. I ran into some unexpected financial trouble last week when I suddenly needed new tires. And it put me in a bit of a bind.
I'm driving around so much.
With taking care of my dad and all. I ended up having to take on more credit card debt to get everything done. And basically after that, I was just extremely stressed and ended up doing another night drive. I didn't even pick up any girls, but my girlfriend was waiting for me when I got home around 5 a.m.
Wearing aviators. One last run.
And we got into a big fight. She thinks I've been doing all that again. I haven't. This was my first drive in general in all that time. And she ended up just leaving to go stay with her sister. Basically, she said she's willing to work things out, but I need to get psychiatric help and stop preying on vulnerable women, even if I think it's harmless as a means of coping. Mm-hmm. I am already seeing a therapist, so I don't really know what else to do.
Talk to him about it. I feel like you're not talking to him about it.
Your therapist would probably tell you not to be doing that.
She just doesn't believe me. What more can I do besides continuing therapy?
I guess, hopefully, read the comment section on this Reddit post and understand that everybody is against you.
I'm sorry that before Erica we like made it like I wasn't trying to say she shouldn't be worried at all.
I thought the story was gonna be he got into shit.
Yeah,
for like picking up a decoy.
This is so terrifying because this does just feel like you are getting some kind of gratification out of this. It's really fucking creepy, man.
Yeah,
you need to not be doing this.
Yep.
Hey, he needs help. He needs better help.
Yeah.
Well, he needs more adequate help. Clearly, whatever therapy he's in needs to be changed for, like, trauma. Like, I don't know. It needs to be changed in the sense of, like, he's not processing his emotions properly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing this, like you're saying, for some sort of gratification that he's not getting somewhere else, and that needs to be fixed because it's fucking weird. And it's ruining your personal relationships.
Yeah.
Correct.
I was looking up when you were... I popped back in when you were, like, picking up a 16-year-old girl because I was looking up. There was a study done that, like, after a diagnosis of, like, cancer or multiple sclerosis, there was an overall divorce rate of nearly 12%. But it's 21% if the woman gets it and only 3% if men get it. So I thought it was going around that road of, like, it's going to be the one where it's, like, the woman just couldn't deal with, like, the stress, which happens, right? Like,
sure.
People go through stressful times and then, you know, whatever, relationships fail. But clearly that wasn't the case. This dude is, I mean, it is in the sense of like, he is having a bad mental time.
Yeah. She is also giving him like a million fucking lifelines
here. Yes, I do not blame. She is being a wonderful partner to him from for all that he's told us, at least.
Yeah.
Yikers.
Yeah.
I don't know how you tell anybody that you're doing that, and they're like, oh, no, that's really cool of you.
I mean, there's bad therapists out there, so maybe his therapist is like, you are doing a good job. If my 16-year-old grandkid was out, I'd want you to pick her up.
Oh, my God.
If my 16-year-old gets in a strange man's car, you've never listened to me once.
I just feel like there's better ways to probably help these women out than like driving around at night and creeping on people that look like they're desperate.
That's weird. It's so strange. And it's clearly coming. Like, again, the intentions are good. Like, if he's saying, like, he hasn't done anything, like, wrong, quote-unquote. But you have to understand that the optics and your personal reason for doing it is not okay. It's like when people film themselves giving money to homeless people. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. It's gratuity porn?
Yeah.
Something like that. Or it's like,
which is like the same premise. It's like you're getting off on helping somebody. Like,
yeah, it's like, it's weird, man. It's not, like, at the end of the day, did somebody else get help that they needed? Sure, but it's still weird for you as a character. And maybe look what's going on.
Yep.
Maybe spend the time instead of driving around looking online and figuring out how you can help your community and give better resources to these people. Yeah.
And maybe
you won't have to buy new tires that way.
That is such a perfectly ironic. Like, tires ran bald, huh?
Yeah.
And also, you should also maybe go to our socials and follow us. And where can they do that, Erica?
You can find us at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES. And we are on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Patreon, YouTube.
If you sign up for Patreon, $1 gets you ad-free episodes. You won't have to hear ads ever again.
Ever again.
And $5, you get a bonus episode every freaking month. How about that?
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Did you hear
that?
That was so loud. I mean, obviously, we're wearing headphones. That was so loud.
I had
like, got that.
I had like an internal rumble at the same time. I was like, how was it that loud?
No, that was like in my throat. I'm so sorry.
There's no room left to cut. Okay.
Have a great day, everyone. Have a great week. Great month.
As we've always said forever, hugs and pisses. The judges love you. Hey, don't worry. The editor will fix it, fucker.
Hugs and pisses.
We gotta go like 5 seconds longer.
In the UK, they piss on both sides of their cheek when they meet somebody.
Boo.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.